Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Side Hustles and Stuff podcast, episode 20. My name is Yuri, and I'm joined by Keishi.
Hey, Yuri, how are you today?
I'm doing okay. How are you?
Yeah, pretty good. Pretty good.
That's it? Any drinks? Nothing else?
Oh, yeah, I've got a Coke Zero with me today, so nothing special this time. But yeah, they started selling them in like 0.35 liter. Really small PET bottles. It's interesting.
Okay. So wait, will that last you for the entire podcast?
I also have a glass of water. So
okay.
That should do it.
I too have water. I have just water. That's what the package says.
Just water.
Yeah.
And it's just water, or is it some sort of special?
It's sustainably sourced in a plant-based carton. And under that it says still spring water.
Okay, so just water.
Yeah, and you just did a good thing. Just water, something in Japanese. Well done. Let's drink to that.
Congratulations.
I think, like, yeah, it's an environmentally friendly package, my understanding. So if you're going to buy packaged water, this one's better for everyone. Okay.
That's great. So what are we doing today? What are we talking about?
Wait. There's one more.
Oh, you have more drinks.
Sure. Yeah, there's a sweet potato hojicha, sweet potato tea.
That sounds interesting.
It sounds pretty well. I've already tasted it. Let me taste it once more. It definitely tastes awkward. I don't know why. I thought it was a good idea to get this. I was like, oh, that's different, because like it's a new product. So I'm like, oh, that'll be interesting. Let me get a new product, without really thinking. Do I want potato juice or potato tea?
I think the answer is no.
Yeah,
for me.
I didn't think that through. I was just like, oh, it's new. See, that's the power of marketing. People like new stuff. People are drawn to new stuff. And then they realize, maybe I shouldn't have bought that.
Yeah. And I think just for the people that wonder what hojicha is, it's a Japanese green tea. And according to Wikipedia, it's distinctive from other Japanese green teas because it is roasted in a porcelain pot over charcoal, whereas most Japanese teas are steamed. So I think if you buy the tea leaves, they're usually like really brown compared to the typical green.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And learn something new every day. And finally, I have Fire One Day black coffee from the vending machine downstairs. So I had to have some coffee.
Sounds good. Sounds like I'll have to one up my my drinks game. You always have like two or three. I always have just one.
Well, yeah, bring it on, dude. Bring it on.
Yeah. Nobody told me this is the Drinks and Side Hustles podcast. So I wasn't
prepared. Well, you know what we could do? We can cut this out and then make a Drinks and Stuff podcast, where we quickly
sounds like a plan. Yep. Once we have a lot of listeners on this one.
All right, listeners, if you want to take a look at whatever we're drinking, check out the show notes at sidehustlesandstuff.com/E20. And today we have a brand new topic. Keishi, what are we talking about?
So yeah, today we came up with a bit of a different format than usual, I guess, and we just went through like 500 most asked questions about side hustles that Google suggests as their suggestions. And then we picked like, what, 50? 57 of those that seem pretty interesting.
Mm-hmm.
And then, yeah. And then I will ask Yuri a question. He'll have about 1 minute to answer, and then I'll have 30 seconds to add something more to it if there's anything that I want to add.
Yeah.
And then Yuri will pick a question and ask me, and I'll have a minute, and then he'll have 30 seconds to add anything he has to add. So it's kind of a debate format, I guess.
Lightning round debate.
Lightning round, yeah.
Yeah.
And yeah, we hope to go for as many of these as possible over the next 40, 45 minutes.
Yeah.
And hopefully learn something, and hopefully we also spark some sort of curiosity inside of you. And then we can pick some of these questions and dive into them deeper in future episodes.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we can kind of treat this as a teaser of what's about to come in the future, I guess.
All right. You ready to jump in?
Yeah. So let's start with the first question. I'll start with a really easy one. What's a side hustle?
What is a side hustle? Oh, simple. Oh, wait, 1 minute on the clock. All right. A side hustle is basically anything that you do on the side of your actual main job to earn extra income, whether you're mowing lawns, you're designing t-shirts, you're producing videos for YouTube, you have a blog. It's anything on the side that earns money. Now, Keishi might argue and say a side hustle must also be scalable. But I guess that would depend on the hustle in itself. Like, ideally, you want things to be scalable. Like, you could scale a blog from 1,000 visitors to 100,000 visitors, meaning you can also scale your money. But some things are not easily scalable. Like, if you're doing Uber Eats delivery as a side hustle, you're still earning money on the side. So, yeah, it's just like another thing, your side project that you do to earn money. And Keishi, any thoughts?
Yeah, I have nothing else to add other than, like you said, I'd probably say that ideally it would be something more than a part-time job, something that's scalable, something that you can kind of remove yourself out of over time. But it doesn't necessarily have to be. And yeah, pretty much what Yuri said.
All right. So here's the next question for you. How do you find a side hustle?
Yeah, you just walk on a street and one day you run into it and find it. Would be the best answer. I guess you don't find a side hustle. I think rather than finding it, you just have to decide that this is what I'm going to do, and you simply start doing it. But in terms of, I guess, finding the initial idea or kind of getting inspired, I think there's many different ways. And you could go around Google and just find things like how to find a side hustle or what sort of side hustle should I do. Or you can talk to your friends. There's definitely friends that that are doing some sort of side hustle in your circle. And then I think another good way is to just think of the things that you're already doing or think of the things that you're pretty good at to begin with and just start thinking about how you can turn them into some sort of small business or into some sort of service that you can offer to other people.
Yeah, that makes sense to me. I would come up with a list of things that I'm good at or things that I like to do and have been doing for a while. Because I think with side hustle is that you need consistency to make it work. So like if you've been drawing for a while, you can probably take that and somehow try and turn that into a side hustle. So I would make a list of all the things I'm good at and or are interested in. But obviously it's the things that you're good at. That's where you'll see the most results.
Yeah, sounds good. All right, here's my next question. I think this one applies more to you than it does to me. And I'm really curious to see what your thoughts on this are. So how do I make sure my side hustle doesn't interfere with my day job?
Well, that's a good question. How do you make, Well, first of all, you work on your day job during your day job hours and you work on your side hustle during your off time. Like that's it. I don't know. Unless they're related, but the whole point is like you have to have that separation. Simple. I don't see how it could interfere unless you're competing with your company. But at that point, you shouldn't be working there.
Yeah, and let me ask you this way, because I think the way it can interfere is like you have a side hustle and you can't stop thinking about it. So let's say you work until 2 a.m. on your side hustle, then you go to your job next morning and like all you can think is not your job, but your how to make your blog better or how to make your YouTube channel better or whatever. Any thoughts on that? I think we still have like 30 seconds. So.
Well, I think it's natural to have thoughts of like, because it's your interest, like a hobby. But I mean, you got to practice separation. It's like, if you can't stay focused on one thing at a time, then you're going to suffer somewhere. I call that a case of like impatience, and you have to learn a bit of patience and wait until the time's up.
All right. So long story short, you just got to learn to separate the two.
Yeah. All right. So here's a question for you. When do you need to pay taxes on a side hustle?
I guess I should start with saying that we're not tax advisors or anything like that. And the other thing is it will really depend on where you live, right? In some countries, I believe you have to register as soon as you start as sort of a tax-paying entity or whatever you want to call it, to have sort of like a sole proprietorship license, and then you have to file taxes based on that. In other countries, like in Japan, you can do your side hustle, but you have to report it with your income. And then again, it depends on how much you make from your day job and like how much you make from a side hustle and what the total is. And based on that, your tax rate will be determined usually, right? But yeah, I guess the only accurate answer here is that it really depends on where you are and what your situation is. So consult your tax advisor.
Yeah, I think that's the best answer that we can give. It's like talk to a specialist, talk to a tax advisor, talk to an accountant. They might know a little better.
Exactly. And again, you probably spend like $100, $200, $300 paying there for 1 hour, and it might sound expensive, but it will save you a lot of money long term. So
agreed.
Don't hesitate to do it.
Yeah. I have no more comments on this. I think, yeah, it's just start. I mean, if you're earning money, then start thinking about how to start documenting it and then talk to a CPA.
All right. So I guess it's my turn to pick a question. Why start a side hustle?
Why start a side hustle? All right. Well, I'm going to answer this question directly. I'm not going to answer why you should not, although I have thoughts on that too. But why start a side hustle? One, you get to earn extra income if it works out. Two, it gives you something to do. Three, if it's your hobby, you will enjoy doing it. So you may as well turn it into a side hustle. Anything else? Well, I guess for more money, more financial independence. And I don't know. Can you think of anything, Keishi?
Yeah, I think you pretty much covered the basic points. I'd add that the financial part wouldn't be just more money, but I'd say even more crucially, money from more sources. Because, again, I believe you want to get yourself into a situation where you can lose any one of your income stream, even though not necessarily being able to afford all of them, of course, losing all of them. But like being in a situation that's more flexible and in a situation where, let's say 50% of your income comes from one source and 50 from the other, rather than like all of your income coming from your employer. Hmm. So I'd only add that, but yeah, pretty much what you said.
Okay. So that's why you should start one. Oh, wait, my turn for you?
Yeah. Yep.
All right. What business is the top side hustle that pays well?
Yeah, that's a good question. I think it's a question that everybody's looking for the answer to. But the truth is that there's people making a lot of money from all sorts of businesses and side hustles, right? Whether it's blogging, whether it's YouTube, or whether it's, I don't know, running coin laundries, running vending machines, doing consulting on the side, doing writing on the side, graphic design. So I guess the answer is whatever you do, you can turn it into top paying side hustle or top side hustle that pays well or whatever the question was phrased. Now I'd say that the only thing that all these things have in common is that one, it's not get rich quick, right? So you have to work hard and you have to work a lot. And two, I think you have to work consistently on these things. So I think as long as you work hard and consistently, and as long as it's something that has some sort of commercial potential, of course, then you're good. Hmm. And you can take it far.
Agreed. One thing I would add to that is not so much business, but as long as it's scalable, then that answers the question of what pays well. Because if it scales, meaning you can reach more people with it with less effort, then that's the thing that's going to pay more.
Yeah, exactly. Scalability is one thing. The other question is, I guess, being able to increase your rate that you charge if it's something unscalable like consulting.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, yeah, you want some sort of product, something that's scalable, something that doesn't require your presence. All right, it's my time to pick a question. So what is the best side hustle for college kids?
What is the best side hustle for college kids? Oh, well, okay. All right, depends, I guess, on what the college kid is interested in. The easiest ones are the ones that you can find on your campus. I'm pretty sure they have like a job posting for part-time jobs and whatnot. You could be a tutor if you know something really well. That's a side hustle that you can't really scale, but it's a side hustle you can jump into and start helping people out with. Other than that, I guess go towards what we're doing and like start a blog and on something that you know, start a blog or a vlog. Any thoughts on this?
Yeah, I guess here I'd go against you and I'd suggest, unless you really need the cash, then forget the part-time job thing or do the part-time job, but also do something else on the side. And I'd say that the sooner you start building some sort of asset, the better off you are in the future. And probably my only regret is not starting any sort of blog or anything while I was back in college or not being consistent with it to build it into some sort of thing that produces money, right? And I think that one of the things that you have the most of while you're in college is time. So why not take that time and convert it into some sort of asset like blog or YouTube channel or I guess you could also say like Upwork profile or something or some sort of track record is an asset too. But yeah, I'd most likely lean towards suggesting either blogging or YouTube or podcast or some sort of thing that lasts rather than just doing tutoring for 5 hours a week.
I just wanted to make one quick comment. Like you said, Upwork would be another side hustle for college kids. Like there's always people looking for extra help, like whether it's transcribing or writing up stuff or design.
Yeah, exactly. And I think the main thing is just get a head start. Like if you start building a blog when you're, whatever, 19 in college, then by the time you graduate college, you could have a business that makes you more than you will make as a full-time entry-level employee, right? So that's a pretty exciting thought to me.
Yeah. All right. So next question. How could you start, Keishi? How could you start a side hustle this weekend?
All right. I think the side hustle that's the easiest to start is a blog, probably, right? You just spend a day trying to pick a topic, spend a day learning how to set up WordPress, which is pretty easy if you use something like Bluehost or GoDaddy or something, which is perfectly fine for the beginning, even though some people will tell you it's not. Starting a side hustle is easy, right? It's so easy to start anything. It's so easy to start a YouTube channel and put out a video. It's so easy to start a blog and put out an article. It's so easy to start an Upwork profile and apply to 5 jobs and perhaps land one of them. But what's really difficult is actually continuing to do a side hustle. So I think rather than rushing to start a side hustle this weekend, just spend the weekend thinking through what your game plan is and what you can actually stick with for the longer term, for a year, 2 years, 5 years, 10 years, and then start the side hustle on Monday or the following weekend.
But you're not answering the question at that point.
Maybe I should be a politician.
Yeah. I guess some quick thoughts on this. Blogs aside, video, YouTube channels aside. We can step out into the physical world and just like first kind of understand what exactly you have on hand that you can offer and literally go through everything. For example, if you have a lawnmower at your home, you can literally take that lawnmower over to your neighbor and knock on their door and be like, "Hey, I'll mow your lawn for like 10 bucks. So make a list of what you have and what you can offer with these, like whether it's skills or assets, physical or, you know, otherwise.
Yeah, that's a good point. I guess it really depends on whether you need the cash now or whether you just kind of want to secure yourself for the future. So if you need cash right now, then I, by all means, do what you're saying and pick up your lawnmower, pick up your chainsaw and go find business.
Cut down the neighbor's tree.
but if you have longer term and if you're just trying to kind of secure your future, then give it some more thought still.
All right. Next up.
How to start a side hustle while working/studying full time.
That's easy. You do it after work. You do it after your I mean, like with studying, with school, I think I would argue it's harder with school because you have homework and you have to study. So it's like, I think with students, it's a bit harder to manage the time, because with work, it's easier to manage the time. You could be like done at 8 o'clock and then you know that you have like X hours for yourself. Whereas when you're done with school and you come back home, or you're done with class and you come back home, it's kind of a gray area. Like, do you spend X amount of time on studies and side hustle? And so it becomes a little vague. So I'd say draw some boundaries and start managing your time first.
Yeah, I think that makes sense. And I'd add that, especially if you're working full time, it can probably get pretty draining. And like, you get home and all you want to do is sit down and watch Netflix or something. And I guess if that's the case, then you'll just have to kind of, you'll essentially have to just block off some time, even if it's just 1 hour a day or like 2 hours every week or something, or an hour on the weekend or something, and just do it. Like Yuri said, like once you're home from work, just find some time and do it. There's really no other way to do it than spending time.
There's really no other way to do it except to do it. All right, next up. This is an interesting question, Keishi. How to start a side hustle without selling anything? I think it's a bit of a complicated question, or a bit of a naive. Well, not, I wouldn't call it a naive question, but it definitely is an interesting one.
Yeah, that's an interesting question, because I think it really depends on your definition of selling. Because if you want to make money, then you always have to sell something, right? Even if it sometimes doesn't feel like that.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't like the sort of like, "Hey, I have this great product. Do you want to buy it from me?" type of sales. Then I'd say blogging, or to an extent YouTube, are probably the best ways to go. And then I'd even go as far as to say that the best one would be probably a blog that's based on display ads. And that's simply because there's really nothing to sell, right? You just write the content and people come to the article to get their information. And then while they're there, the ads are displayed and you earn money. So you don't have to literally sell anything to anybody, even though you're selling the ad space to the companies that are paying for the ads. So I think as far as selling as far as making money or as far as having side hustle that doesn't require selling goes, then a blog monetized by display ads is probably as good as it gets.
Yeah. One thing, well, I guess, yeah, you're right. It really depends on how a person would define selling. Because what I thought of was Upwork, and when someone posts a job, you apply to it. But technically, you're kind of trying to sell them on you or on hiring you. But yeah, that could, exactly. That is like less of a, because when people think of selling, they think like, please buy right now. Knock, knock on the door. Hey, would you like to buy this new blah, blah, blah? Well, in that case, it's like, this is more so kind of applying, but it still can be argued as selling. But I think anyone kind of is shy of selling. I don't think they would have a problem applying for like a gig like that, like whether it's writing work, translation work, design work on Upwork. You're kind of selling yourself, but at the same time, you're not like knocking door to door selling products.
Yeah. Yeah. I think you're right. At the same time, I think a lot of people have imposter syndrome. And like even the idea of applying for some sort of job, they feel like they're not qualified, which makes it hard for them and which makes it kind of feel like sales. And it is sales, right? But yeah, it's definitely easier to deal with somebody that's actually soliciting some sort of service than trying to go out and like build a funnel of people that you have to approach and pitch them your product first and kind of do the actual, like what most people imagine when you say sell.
Yeah.
Having to do that. Okay, so here's a big question. How many hours to work a side hustle?
Wait, say it again?
How many hours to work side hustle? Or to put it into an actual question, how many people should somebody spend on a side hustle? I guess per week, per month, whatever you want to, however you want to define it.
It's going to take a lot of time. I don't know. It's like you start putting in effort, consistent. Well, I don't know. It's like if I look at myself, if I look back at myself, I started inconsistently. Then I started seeing results. Then I started being consistent with it. So how much hours should you put into it is, I don't know, a lot, like as much as you want. But like, you know, it's kind of one of these things where it takes a lot of work to get it off the ground, like a lot of work over an extended period of time. Like, for example, with blogging.
Yeah.
And then you start seeing results. So it's like, it's one of these questions where people want to see, like, is it easy for me to do or how much time should I put into it? I guess the answer is you should put a lot of, I don't know. You should put in a lot of time. What do you think?
Yeah, I think as much as possible, especially in the beginnings. I think with things like blogs, not so much with YouTube where you kind of have to maintain a lot of consistency, but I think with things like blogs, it's really important that you put in as much time as possible up front. And I think in many cases that kind of allows you to slow down in a year, in 2 years, in 3 years. Mm-hmm. But yeah, in the beginning, as much as possible.
Yeah, I agree. Definitely agree on that point. All right. So here's the next question. Ready?
Let's go.
How to use stocks as a side hustle?
All right. How to use stocks as a side hustle? I guess first I'd have to understand what the person that typed in this query into Google meant. But I assume it's, how can you make side income by trading stocks is how I would interpret it. And in that case, my answer would be don't. I'm all for stocks and index funds and all sorts of securities and investments. But I think you should treat them as long-term investments rather than as a short-term side hustle. Because, there's been numerous studies that show that the day trading stocks is a game with negative expected value. So most people lose money. And two, it's like, even if you make money, you still have to beat the market by enough for it to make sense for you to spend all the time required to make the money, right? Rather than just buying an index fund or some sort of passive investment with your money. So, and that's really hard. Only few people can do that, right? And it works better at a bigger scale. So if you're like Warren Buffett and you can get like 1% better return than the market, then you make a lot of money. If you're the average Joe and you invest $50,000 and you get 1% better return than the market, then it's probably not a significant amount of money, especially compared to the amount of effort it takes. So yeah, long story short, how to use stocks as a side hustle, don't.
I have no comments on that, but yeah, I wouldn't do that. I wouldn't do stocks as a side hustle either. It's like,
yeah, don't.
As a side hustle implies you're doing things on the side. And I think the stock market and overall, like, you know, day trading, investing, is too volatile to have it be only a side hustle. Your attention's always going to be on that, and you're always going to be worried about it.
Exactly.
All right.
Okay, so here's my next question. How to validate a side hustle idea?
You can easily validate things by looking at how similar products sell, similar services sell. At which point do you know that the idea works? The point of validation is to make sure that the idea works, right?
Yeah.
So one, go for products and services that already exist. Two, go for something that's similar, but that you still kind of have to validate it to see if it works. How do you validate it? Well, the easy kind of hack approach to it is you create a landing page, you buy an ad, you drive traffic to that ad, and if you see if there's any attention or buyers. But overall, it's like it's one of these things that you kind of know over time. Sure, you can kind of rush it with money, by throwing eyeballs at it. You run an ad, see if you buy and take. But otherwise, if you do it without the money, like on a blog, it might take you a while to realize, oh, this is not exactly working. Any thoughts?
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right. One thing I'd add is that part of the validation is simply seeing that there's other people doing the thing that you plan to do, right? And I think a lot of people take that as a negative thing, but I'd say in most cases it's a good thing, because if there's nobody doing what you're planning to do to any sort of extent, then there's probably no money to be made. Or you're super smart and you're like the next whatever, you're the next Tesla or something. But even then, there were the same things before, right? It's like if there's other people trying to do the same thing that you are, then there's probably some level of interest.
Hmm. Yeah. I think that's it. Well, next question. Ready? How to manage money for a side hustle?
That's a good question. I think in the beginning, you will either have no money to manage, or there will be only the outflows. And if there's no money to manage, then there's nothing to manage, obviously. But if you're investing into your side hustle, if you're spending money on your side hustle from the very beginning, then just make sure you keep the receipts and you record the expenses in some sort of spreadsheet or something, because chances are that you can deduct those from your taxes. But again, talk about this to your tax advisor, to an accountant. And yeah, once you get to the level where you're actually making money and spending money, where you essentially have a business, some sort of small business going on, then there's a lot of solutions. In Japan, there's an app called Free, which is, I guess, the equivalent of like of QuickBooks or something similar in the United States. So again, I'm sure your accountant will be able to give you some advice as to what software to choose. But yeah, regardless, it's really important to keep track of all the money that comes in and all the money that goes out, because you will need it for your tax return at the end of the day. And you need to know it to be able to figure out whether what you're doing makes sense or not in terms of the financials, right?
Yeah. Yeah. I just say start a spreadsheet, and every time you have earnings, you add them up. For example, in my case, I'll look at the Amazon payment history for like the Amazon affiliate program. And for other affiliate payouts, I just look at the payments that were sent to me from PayPal and just copy and paste that in. Expenses, you know, I'll just take a look at whatever, how much I spent on the related website stuff, and then, you know, I paste it in the other column, the expenses, and that's it.
So here's my next one, and I'm going to rephrase it a bit, because it's to make it relevant. But the question is how I knew I should leave my day job to pursue my side hustle full time. So let me rephrase this. And under what circumstances would you consider quitting your day job to do a side hustle full time? Is there any such circumstance or?
Yeah, you have to. This, I think, this is a really personal question. It depends on your job. I like, first of all, side hustling is 100% you. It's a very lonely hustle. Like, unless you have a family and you're living at home and you're fine with human contact, and you have plenty of human contact going on, I would advise against that, I think. Because like, essentially it's going to be you and a laptop every day, day in, day out. And if that's something you want, you know, you can be like, you can have the, oh yeah, that's the fantasy I want. But in reality, it may not be something that you want. So it has to be a personal decision. And you should probably, I don't know, I can't advise here. I'm not an expert.
Yeah. Yeah. I think I have to agree. One thing I would add is don't make the money be the only decision making factor. Yeah. And like you said, I think, many people that go to job, they actually enjoy many different aspects of it, whether it's like hanging out with coworkers or having some sort of community that they belong to and things like that. So yeah, don't make money be the only decision-making factor, because it's possible to fairly quickly make as much money as you make in your full-time job, probably, if you are serious enough about your side hustle. But that shouldn't mean that you drop everything else and you just run with it.
Yeah. I think the people kind of search for this, they're kind of looking to quit their job as soon as possible. And at which point they're probably sick of it. So they're probably coming from that side of the town.
Yeah, but, if this is the case, then definitely. Yeah.
All right. So next question. How to earn $1,000 a month side hustle?
There's 1,000 ways to earn $1,000 a month in a side hustle, I guess. But if I had to earn them within like the next 2 weeks, 3 weeks, 4 weeks or something, and I didn't have like a startup time where I earn nothing, then I just go to Upwork and start offering some sort of services. Personally, I've created presentations. I created PowerPoints. I've done some copywriting before. I've done, I've done some marketing and sales consulting and things like that. And like, if you can charge whatever, let's say you can charge $20 per hour, that means you have to work 50 hours to make $1,000, right? So it's like 12 hours a week, which is quite a lot. But imagine you can charge $50 an hour. And then it's just 20 hours a month that you have to work to make the $1,000. And in that case, you can do so fairly easily on the side, along your full-time job, I would assume. Now, if I had, let's say, a year to get to the $1,000, then I'd probably start another blog, another content site. But again, with a side hustle like that, you actually need a time where you just build the things without getting any returns back. So it's not a short-term solution.
Yeah. I would give it a wise answer and say you sell 100 items for $10. And that's how you earn $1,000 on the side.
I've got a smarter answer. You take $500, go to Las Vegas and bet it on the red and then pray.
But that's not a side hustle. It's a gamble.
Yeah. Don't take gambling advice from us.
From either of us.
All right. So here's the next question for you. This is another one. I wonder what the right approach would be and at what point. And that's, how to list side hustle on a resume.
How to list side hustle on a resume. If it's not related to the work that you're applying towards, don't list it. If it sounds like it can and will interfere with your work, or if the employer will read it as such, you shouldn't list it. But if it's like somewhat relevant, for example, let's say you're a college student and you run a blog and the company you apply to is like about content marketing and blogs, and they'll be interested. So if it's relevant, yes, include it. If it's not relevant, I don't think there's a point to, unless you're trying to want to stand out and adding something, it may or may not work. So if it's relevant, include it. If not, don't include it.
All right. I've never been in this situation, but I can imagine there would be cases where it's positive and then there would be cases where it's actually detrimental, right? Where they go like, oh, this guy will be spending time on this rather than on working for us. But I'd agree with Yuri. If it's relevant to what you're going to do, then by all means list it. If it's not relevant to what you're going to do, then I'd say if it's successful, then list it or consider listing it. If it's not successful, or if you're not making any money, or if you have nothing to say about it other than, oh, I started a blog, or, oh, I have a YouTube channel, but hey, it only has 5 followers, then don't list it. Like, what's the point? But if you build something that's sizable and that's commendable, then by all means consider listing it, even if it's irrelevant, I'd say.
Yeah. All right. Next question. How to turn research into side hustle? This is a very interesting question.
Yeah. Actually, when I was talking about Upwork before, I didn't mention this because it didn't hit my head at the time. But yeah, one of the things that I've done for Upwork was also just researching a bunch of different things. So one of the projects I've done, or multiple projects I've done for the same client, was he just had a bunch of different business ideas, and I just went out and researched what is out there and how are all these products that are out there different from each other, and where is the gap in the market that the guy could potentially enter. So I think in terms of turning research into a side hustle, just go to Upwork and look for some sort of consulting gigs. That would probably be the quickest way to turn it into a side hustle. a longer term way would be to somehow productize it, and whether it's researching travel itineraries or whatever, just build a site around it and build a brand around it, and essentially build an agency that does research around whatever topic you pick.
Yeah, I would agree with that. Either Upwork it, do it for someone else, or do it for yourself and publish it on a blog or website or a YouTube channel, and then you'll hopefully attract people that are interested in this kind of research.
Yeah.
And that could spur into more opportunities.
Yeah, exactly. And the one thing to keep in mind is that the Upwork route is always the quickest compared to the building something from scratch by yourself route. So
yeah.
So really the one of the decision-making factors is how fast do you need the money?
Yeah.
All right. Here's a tough question for you.
Uh-oh.
Biggest pain when starting a side hustle. What's the biggest pain when starting a side hustle? Yeah.
I guess. Okay. In the context of biggest pain of starting a side hustle, then the biggest pain is picking the niche or the area that you want to focus on. I only call it a biggest pain because it requires a bit of thought. You know, because like you do want to pick something that will ultimately earn you money, yeah, or like get traction at the end of the day. Other than that, like maybe choosing the name or title of your website or product or blog might be the second biggest. But to call them pains is an overstatement. I call them like things that have to be done and have to require thought. But other than that, I don't know. What is the biggest pain for you?
I think the fact that it takes time to get any sort of results is probably the biggest pain, right? Because I guess especially if you're doing a blog or something, in freelancing and stuff like that, it's quicker. But if you're starting a blog or if you're starting a YouTube channel, then you're going to be producing a lot of content for nobody, essentially, in the beginning. And I think that can be really demotivating and painful to go through. But if you get through to the other end of it, and if you just go through the pain of nobody reading or watching your stuff for half a year, for a year, then good things await on the other side.
Yeah. Yeah, I would agree with that. But in terms of like starting a side hustle, because like, by the time you're producing content, you're already into it, right? So I don't know. I just went from how that question was phrased when starting a side hustle.
Yeah, I guess so. I guess, yeah, it really depends on how we define starting a side hustle. If it just did a moment in the very beginning, then I agree with you. There's just deciding what to actually do is probably hard.
Yeah. So here's a question for you. How to start side hustles mowing lawns?
How to start side hustle mowing lawns? So unlike Gary Vee and I believe a lot of Americans or a lot of American kids and stuff like that, I never actually went around and sold lemonade or mowed lawns or whatever. But I think the initial thought would be to just go out and start knocking on your neighbor's doors and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
And that's certainly the easiest way and the quickest way, I guess. But I'd probably go a bit around it and just start with creating a flyer and creating some sort of marketing materials and then just throwing them into people's into people's post boxes and like maybe sticking them on like electricity poles and do some sort of marketing to actually get customers coming to me rather than having to like ring on every single door.
Yeah.
But again, I don't know how legal that is to throw stuff into people's mailboxes and things like that. So don't take my words for granted.
Yeah. Oh, I think that's also a good start. Instead of just going knocking on doors, you see if you can pop some flyers and some marketing material into their mailboxes.
Yeah, and if you're a kid that started with mowing lawns, then I think the biggest lesson is just to learn how to sell. So how much money you make, I don't think matters really, whether it's $5, $10, $0. I think what matters is you actually get out there and start knocking on people's doors or start learning how to do marketing and things like that. Mm. And if you're an adult that's thinking of starting a lawn mowing business, then you either have some bigger plans and you want to turn it into like an actual business where you have people mowing lawn for you. And if that's not the case, then there's probably better things you can do than mow the lawn for your neighbors.
Yeah. My other comment, two comments on this would be, one, make sure you have a lawnmower. And two, come up with a really attractive offer, you know, instead of just saying I will mow your lawn for X dollars, which is a fine enough offer if the pricing is okay for that person, come up with something else. Like, you know, I'll also include a free something something for your lawn, like some sort of thing that really attracts the person, makes them just influences them to say yes. Give them an offer that they can't refuse.
Yeah, or build a website and turn it into a subscription business. So let's say it's whatever, $1,000 a year, and then you go mow the lawn whenever it needs to be mowed, or whatever. Try to go further than just knocking on your neighbor's door would be my final thought on this, I guess.
Yeah.
All right, so it's my time to give you a question. How do you know if you can work a side hustle?
How do you know if you can work a side hustle?
So I guess it's like, yeah, who should do a side hustle, or how do you know that you should be side hustling? That side hustling is something that you should be doing? Because I think you were saying that it's not for everybody, right?
Yeah. Well, I'm of the opinion that not everyone should be doing a side hustle in the first place. For example, it's like, in case you think about this, would the world be better off if everyone was a celebrity or a, you know, a YouTube influencer of sorts? My thought on this is no. And like, you know, not that I'm trying to gatekeep or keep people out from doing it. I think, you know, if you have the time and you have the desire to work on something, you should definitely do it. But how do you know if you can? So that's my initial thought, right? How do you know if you can work a side hustle? Is like, if you have an interest, if you have a hobby, if you have a skill that you like to do in your off time, that you can turn into a side hustle. How do you know if you can work a side hustle? Another one, yeah, if you can stick with it, yeah. Consistency is really important in side hustle. So if you can stick with something, then you know you can stick with it. You could stick with a side hustle.
Yeah, that sounds pretty accurate. I'd add that I don't think you necessarily have to be passionate about it. I think you could be passionate about quitting your job and kind of securing yourself some sort of financial future, right? So I don't think you necessarily have to be 100% passionate about whatever it is that you're going to do. But still, you have to be willing to put in the time, and you have to be willing to go through the process and like spend a year earning nothing and putting in a lot of effort for potential income in the future. So I'd say essentially you have to be an entrepreneur to some extent or another, right? Because at the end of the day, starting a side hustle is pretty much the same as starting a business, except on a smaller scale.
Yeah. All right. Next one. How to start a freelance writing side hustle.
All right. I guess this is another one I can talk about from my own experience. And I think the easiest way, again, is to go on Upwork and try to find clients. But everybody's doing that. What I do is, then the second way that's still pretty fast and still might work is you have to have some sort of sample of your work. So write a couple of articles on the topics you'd like to write about so that you have some sort of portfolio. And then start emailing different magazine editors and different blog editors and stuff like that, and start offering your services. So that requires a bit of outreach and a bit of actual sales. I was able to get a couple of writing gigs that way. And the third way is just start a blog and keep writing and let the magazines or let the clients come to you. And that's the least stable and the most long-term sort of approach to this. So I wouldn't recommend it if you need the money right now. But yeah, if you'd like to be quoted in a magazine or something one day, then start doing good jobs, start doing good writing right now through your blog or through something that you can actually control. And then eventually you can turn it into a freelance writing gig. But long story short term, go on Upwork, go on one of the other freelancing platforms, or start reaching out to people that you'd actually like to write for and start developing relationships, start doing actual sales without any sort of...
I don't have any more comments on that. I think, yeah, go to Upwork and apply to writing jobs, and that's how you start a freelance writing side hustle in minutes.
Yeah. All right. So what do we say? Two more questions each?
Okay.
All right. So I got to pick a real good one now. Okay. Here you go. How to side hustle and avoid burnout?
How to side hustle and avoid burnout? It's a good question, because side hustles do require a lot of upfront work. I guess to avoid burnout, you probably should, when you need to take a rest and when you need to take a break, you take that break. Because the thing is, like with the side hustle culture, it's like you hustle, 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 and leave no room for like actual rest and off time. So, for example, I've taken like month-long or several month-long hiatuses for my stuff, and I could always come back to it. I don't know. That's my thought on this. What do you think?
Yeah, I think know why you're doing it, and don't do it just to hustle, because I think that's the easiest way to burn out is just working hard for the sake of working hard without any sort of like long-term vision for it. And yeah, I think pretty much just as you said, when you need to take your time off, and I think that's the most beautiful thing about blogs and things like that, is that you can take a week off, you can take 2 weeks off, and it doesn't necessarily affect your earnings in the short to medium term, right? And you can always get back to it. Now, all that said, I think if you're just getting started out, then you just have to kind of plow through it and get the stuff done. And like, whether that will involve burnout or not, I don't know. But there's a time where you just have to work to essentially get your side hustle off the ground. And then I think once it's off the ground and at the cruising altitude, then you have some more space to relax and to take some time off and to balance these things.
Yeah. All right. Next question for you. How to make music a side hustle?
That's not the right question for me. I'm not good at singing, but...
Yeah, but it's an interesting one.
It's an interesting one, yeah. Because I think it's especially interesting because a lot of people think they can make money from arts, right? From the arts. And I think here the answer is very simple on the surface, very difficult to execute. And I think it's, you have to build an audience, right? Like just with anything else. And I think the nice thing is that rather than having to find a publisher or a record company and having to sign a contract and like be like one out of a million, you can just go out there and start putting out content on YouTube, on Twitter, on TikTok, Instagram. I don't know. I'm not using social media much. So I can't speak closely about that. But yeah, you just have to keep putting out content. Put out content that's good. Put out content that's maybe not so good, but just keep putting stuff out consistently and market it. So share it with your friends. Share it with, I don't know, share it on like forums or whatever. And if you do it long enough and consistently enough, and if you're actually good enough, then you'll probably build some sort of audience where you can either earn money through ad revenue or for something like Patreon, where people subscribe to follow you and pay you whatever, $5, $10, $50 a month or something along those lines. So yeah, I think it's easier than ever to make money off music. And it's also possible to make money off music without being like the next Beyonce or the next Britney Spears or whoever. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, it still takes a lot of effort, a lot of consistent effort.
Yeah.
But yeah, in one sentence, put yourself out there and keep putting yourself out there.
We should really get paid on how much times we mention Upwork, but go on Upwork and find people that are, you know, looking for music, or they put up a job, they're looking for a jingle or blah, blah, blah. And you can apply to that. And there you go. As long as you have a product to offer.
That's another way. But in the arts, whether it's writing, whether it's graphic design, whether it's music, it always starts with some sort of portfolio. So you can't expect to go out there and get a client job right away without having done anything, right?
Yeah.
So you first have to do something by yourself, whether it's creating songs, whether it's writing sample articles, whether it's making like sample flyers for events that don't even exist, or like taking somebody else's flyer and redesigning it in your own way that's better, or something that you can actually show to people and be like, hey, I can do this job for you. And like, if you let me do it, here's something you might expect. Like here's the type of work that I can do. So I think, in the arts, whether it's music or whether it's writing, whether it's whatever, it starts with a portfolio.
Definitely a good way. Yeah. To answer that question.
Okay. So it's my last question for you, right?
Yep.
All right. I have a deep one here.
Uh-oh. Hate deep questions, but go on. I'm just kidding.
What if it does work out? How a side hustle can change your life?
What if it does work out? You have an extra income flow, which gives you money for your life. What if it does work out? On the opposite side, you have an extra responsibility now that you have to maintain, and you have to file taxes on, and you know, and keep it growing. So in a way, it makes you more busy, So that's where you have to start realizing why should you pursue it full time or not. So one, responsibility. Two, income. Three, you get a lot more busier than usual. Anything else?
Yeah, I think in one word, it can turn you into an actual entrepreneur, and you quit your job, and like if you have a full-time job, you quit your job and you just focus full-time on your business. And again, it's not for everybody, but I think for many people, it's kind of freeing, right? Because like you still need to spend a lot of time on these things, and it still takes a lot of effort. In many cases, it takes more time and more effort than actually being an employee, you could argue. But at the end of the day, it's a thing that you're building for yourself. So like you're not earning just the money you're earning, but you're also building some sort of equity. You own something, right? Mm-hmm. You own your little piece of the world. And yeah, I think that's the ultimate thing is it. If you do it right, it can help you essentially live the life that you want, right? So you can design the business around your life rather than the other way around. Because a lot of people, when they go to like 9-to-5 job, it's like they have to design their life around their work. Whereas I think if you build a business and if you become an entrepreneur, you can build a business around your life, right? So if you want to, whatever, visit your family in the United States 5 times a year, then you can build your business in a way that allows you to do that. Whereas with an actual job, it might be difficult. And I think that's kind of the ultimate way in which a side hustle can change your life. It can make you an entrepreneur.
Yeah. Oh, okay. So here's my next question for you. Ready?
All right. So it's the final one. So it's got to be a really big one.
When is a side hustle no longer needed?
When is a side hustle no longer needed?
Should be question 38, I think, for you.
Yeah, I've got the question. It's a very difficult one because my initial answer was once you have a lot of money, but I don't think defining is just in terms of money is good. Give me a second. It's, mm-hmm. Well, this is a much more loaded question than I thought it is.
Yeah, it's definitely a very loaded question.
Yeah, so for most people, I think it's pretty much needed throughout the life because at least personally, I believe that you should never depend on just one source of income in your life. And that by definition means you have to have some sort of side income or maybe they're like two side incomes that are equal size or whatever. But you should never depend on just single source of income. So unless you get to the situation where you have so much money in your bank that that whatever interest is earning you like completely passively is enough to cover your expenses and then some, then I think you should have side hustle as long as possible. Now, I think not necessarily when it's no longer needed, but when you shouldn't have one is I think when you're starting a business and it's in the early stages and you have to just give it your all, then that's probably not the time to have a side hustle. But even then, once the business kind of gets to the cruising altitude, once it's kind of up and running, I still look for a side hustle because, again, you never know when your main hustle is going to go out of business, right? Like a lot of people found out with COVID-19 is like you work for American Airlines or you work for whatever giant company, Fortune 500 company, and you think you're safe. You think you've got your job. One thing goes wrong and you lose your job, right? And most people, if they lose their jobs, they have no other source of income. So that puts them in a really tough spot. Whereas if you make, let's say, $4,000 in your main job and $2,000 for your side hustle, then it definitely hurts to lose that $4,000 a month job, but you still have $2,000 coming each month, right? So you don't fall all the way to zero. And I think that can be psychologically very very helpful. So yeah, my answer is it's very rare that a side hustle is no longer needed unless you're actually financially independent.
Yeah. So just to work off of your answer, a side hustle is not needed when you have more than enough money, which is, I don't know, debatable. I think most people are not on that side of the world yet. And two, when you don't want the responsibility and when you would rather have someone else guide your work. And I don't mean that in the sense of like, you know, most people are like, oh, I don't want to be bossed around, blah, blah, blah. I don't want to be managed. But sometimes it's a lot easier for someone to do work when someone else has the bigger vision and can map it out. And, you know, if you're the type of person that is down to do work, so, but you can't handle, at least you're not ready for the greater responsibility. So I'd say if you don't want the responsibility, if you can't handle it right now, if you want someone else to kind of provide you with a roadmap, because having a side hustle requires, like, you got to have your own vision on things. A lot of people think they can have a vision, but then they realize they may not know where they're even going with the side hustle. They've been doing the same thing for years and without really just, like, you know, they're just like kind of paddling in circles or rowing the boat in circles without really gaining any further traction. So those are my thoughts.
Yeah, I think there's definitely people who are not meant to be doing a side hustle. But then again, I'd also argue that's not a case that for to argue that they do not need it. Right? Because again, I'd argue that everybody needs one in one way or another, like whatever it is. Just for the sake of financial sanity, like if suddenly I woke up tomorrow and all the money that I make today only started coming from one source, from one company or from whatever, I just go crazy because, like, essentially have a single point of failure, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I think everybody should try to avoid doing that or having that.
Yeah, that's a really, really powerful statement. So, you know, I can't argue against that. So today we just covered, Keishi, around 27 questions about side hustles, right?
Yeah.
Guys, if you have any questions, be sure to visit sidehustlesandstuff.com/E20. The show notes to see our drinks, submit your questions, anything else that you'd like to get answered. Also, if you do want to start your own side hustle, which this episode was all about, also check out the show notes for Bluehost for the easiest way to start a website. Buy hosting, buy a domain, press a few buttons and your blog is up and you could post out whatever project you have, whether it's music, t-shirts, design, photography, creative writing, or even mowing the lawn. And start documenting your work and putting it out into the world. The website makes it real. So visit the show notes, sidehustlesandstuff.com/E20. Keishi, do we have any final thoughts of wisdom?
I guess not necessarily because they were all kind of separate questions, but I really enjoyed this format. So we should probably do some more topics in this format in the future.
Yeah. Also, did you realize, well, maybe you've realized, but 20 is a milestone, episode 20.
Oh, yeah, that's right. It's our 20th episode. So here's on to the next 20.
Yeah. So let's see. This is the power of consistency. You keep on going.
Yeah. And like us, even if you fall off for a month, because whether it's because of sickness or vacation or whatever, just get back up.
Or moving.
Or moving. Just get back up and continue.
Yeah. Sometimes it's hard, but it's as simple as that. Just the doing is hard, but it's simple. If that makes sense. I don't know if that makes sense. Well, if that doesn't make sense, we'll add it to the blooper reel.
Yeah. I think the fact that it's so simple is what makes it so difficult to put it nicely. Yeah.
All right. This has been the Side Hustles and Stuff podcast with Keishi and Yuri.
Yeah. Talk to you next week.
Talk to you next week. All right. Why start a side hustle?
I can hear myself again for some reason.
All right. You want to, shall we do the outro?
Yeah, sure.
Oh, wait, let me go to the bathroom real quick. This has been the Side Hustles and Stuff podcast with Keishi and Yuri.